It's hard to believe that many of us eat this much salt during one meal or even in one day. Doctors and nutritionists advise us not to eat more than a teaspoon of salt daily. That's about 2,300 milligrams of sodium. Salt makes food tastier, but too much of it can have risky consequences, says Michael Jacobson of the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
Salt is probably the single most harmful thing in our food, contributing to high blood pressure, which causes heart attacks and strokes.
The World Health Organization reports an estimated 17 million people die of heart disease and stroke every year. One major risk factor is a diet filled with fat and salt. Morton Satin of the Salt Institute says salt, or sodium, is not really the culprit.
The problem is not salt. The problem that we're dealing with is that we don't have a balanced diet.
When the Food and Drug Administration does issue new limits on salt, the changes on the menu and on grocery food labels will take time to implement. Dr. Margaret Hamburg is the commissioner of the FDA.
Reducing salt in the food supply needs to be a gradual process for a couple of reasons. One is to allow consumer taste to adapt to reduced levels. And also for industry, salt in the composition of food products is something that cannot be changed overnight. They need to rework their recipes.
Some food manufacturers have already begun the process of cutting back on sodium content. Meanwhile, the best advice may come from doctors who are advising patients to cut back on salt voluntarily. Melinda Smith, VOA News.